We concluded yesterday with the machlokes between. Where's my chumash? I'll get it. I left it outside. Yesterday we concluded the machlokes between Rashi and Ungalus. We tried to make a whole drasha on the word on the extra vav. Vehanoisar. All right, but now what happens if you leave over the noisar to day three? If you leave over the noisar to day three, everyone agrees that on day three the noisar has to be that the carbon shlamim, it has to be destroyed. Okay, the noisar mibesar zerach biyom hashlishi bo'esh yisarev. The carbon shlamim can be for 2 days and the night in between. 2 days and the night in between, but on day number three, then everyone agrees it has to be bo'esh yisarev. So Rashi says v'anois mebesar on day three, carbon chatos, carbon asham, and all the korbanos that all can be in for 1 day and 1 night. So the morning of day two, it has to be burnt. But a carbon shlamim can be in for 2 days, so it's going to be burnt on day number three. It's important to note, though, that there is a night in between, which is nishtahi nishtaher. The night, in other words, the carbon shlami, the day that you shechted, that night, and the following next day. But what happens when the sun sets on the second day? You can no longer eat it. So what do you do with it? Nothing. You do with it nothing. You have to wait until the morning of the third morning, to burn it. So it comes out that there is a period of time, is nishtahi nishtaher. That night, after day number two, you don't do anything with it. That's very strange. When it comes to carbon chatos, so you eat it for the day and the night. So the following morning, you burn it immediately. But when it comes to carbon shlamim, you can eat it for 2 days. The day, the night, the following day, but that's it. You cannot eat the carbon shlamim the night, the second night. But you can't burn it the second night. You only can burn it by day. So you have to wait. So what do you have to burn? Only the basar, but there's no din nois on the gidin, the sinews, the bones, the horns, and the hooves. Four different items. Hazevach, prad uber v'shilya. It says in the pasuk from the besar of the zevach, not the uber, is a fetus. If there's a fetus inside the animal, a shilya placenta, also they are not burnt. So what do you do with them? I guess you throw them in the garbage. You can throw them in the garbage. They have no kedusha. The only thing that needs to be burnt on day number three is the actual basar, not the cartilage, and not an uber and a shilya. Yachl yehei nechel or l'shlishi. Oh, this is what I asked. What about the night of the third? Tamalomer ad yom. Be'od yom hu nechel. Yachl yishref miyad. No. Tamalomer b'yom. B'yom hu nishraf ve'ein nishraf b'layla. Yishref af v'loy nishraf b'layla. Yishref af l'ach. We have another drasha. The word yisoref. The word he said, let's say a person, he delays and he does not burn it until let's say it's already day four, day five, you can still burn it. Af li achar shalishi. So this Rashi over here is telling us a lot of halachas. He's teaching us over here in this Rashi. He's teaching us, wait, did I skip over here? We're learning over here, Mefarshim, commentary, whatever, I'm just wanting to learn the Rashi. Rashi, hope I did the right, there's no Rashi, what did I just read? I read you over here a whole different thing. I read you over here all these drashas. Look at that. I read from the.
Eliyahu.
The Gra.
Eliyahu. Yes.
Ideris Eliyahu. Okay, so this is the Vilna Gaon. This is from the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so we learned. So I don't regret it. We learned halachas. Okay, you learned all of these halachas. That the only thing, these are, you go through all the halachas. Very good. You go all the through this parish. Very nice. Good to know. He goes to Mamish, all the demon. All the nitty pretty dinim. Rashi doesn't make any comment on this. Okay, so we learned very nice. The basar, not thinking that some not these four things. Zevach u'be v'shulya, and it teaches you like exactly what we learned. We learned is that you eat it only for 2 days, and not the following night. The following night you do nothing with it. The earliest time you can burn it is the morning of day number three. Let's say you delayed and you did not burn it day number three, so you can burn it day number four, day number five, day number six. Once you get to day number three, that's when the Zman begins. If you don't do it right away, you can do it whenever you want. Okay, there is no Rashi here. Let's just go back over here to Rashi. And Rashi Unkelis. Let's do the Rashi. What does it say over here in the Unkelis? Is there any Chidushim over here? Any obvious Chidushim? L'chor or not? Because if Rashi didn't comment, L'chor, there are no Chidushim. Let's see, we get over here the Unkelis on the screen. Targum. Targum Unkelis. Time Ude Ishtar, Mibisar, from the meat of Nichsis of the sacrifice. Bioima Tilly saw on day three. Binura in the fire. Ye toy cod, it should be burnt. Alright, good. Next. Now we go over here to Pasuk 18. The im he ochol yochel mibisar zevach shlama bayom hashlishi. Lo yerotze. A carbon shlamim. If you eat from the basar on day number three. Lo yerotze. There is no satisfaction. Hashem does not, you don't get credit. It is not acceptable. Hamakriv so the one that offers it, lo yechoshiv lo, it's not considered to him to be a carbon. Pigul yihye. This is a very dangerous word. The word pigul in the Gemara has nothing to do with the word pigul in the Torah. In the Gemara, pigul always means where a kohen had kavana when he was doing the avodah, that he's going to do something chutz l'zman. I'm going to do part of the avodah after the time limit. That is pigul. In the pasuk, that's not what it means. Pigul means that it's repulsive. It is an offensive. Over here in the English, it says pigul means it is an offensive thing. Offensive. It doesn't. There's no special halachas. Masechta Zvachim. Okay, I'm sure Rav Lezer, you must have learned Masechta Zvachim. You must have learned Masechta Zvachim a little bit. I'm sure. Yeah, you learned Masechta Zvachim. We learn about pigul. The whole masechta is all about one topic. Pigul is when the kohen, when he's doing the avoda, he has kavana, or he says out openly, I'm doing this now, and my intent is, I'm going to do something else that needs to be done tomorrow, 2 days from now. I'm doing the shechita, but my kavana is, I'm going to burn the fats on the mizbeach tomorrow, or I'm going to eat from the basar tomorrow. If he makes it clear that his intent is to do this with the intent that he's going to do something else that relates to this carbon the next day, that is called in the Gemara pigul. And this concept and this topic, it is throughout Masechta Zvachim and Menachos from beginning to end. I don't think there's even one daf in the whole Masechta that doesn't somehow touch upon the principle and all of the nitty-gritty, all the details of the laws of pigul. It's like, it's an obsession. In Masechta Zvachim, pigul, pigul, pigul. But it's important to remember that that word pigul in the Gemara is not the way the Torah uses the word pigul. In this pasuk, when it says, lo yechoshev pigul hu, it means it's repulsive. It is an offensive. It is not kosher, it's disgusting, it is not acceptable. It has nothing to do with the type of pigul that is discussed in the Gemara. So anyone that eats from this meat after on day three, he will bear his sin. He will suffer the consequences, his guilt. Okay, let's see over here Rashi in this pasuk. Pasuk 18. The im hey ochol yochel. Now, the truth over here is, it's interesting, over here he is, it's Rashi over here, but Rashi over here says that this pasuk, it's too simplistic, so it's meant for a drasha. And what does the drasha explain? That's pigul. That's what it's, the Gemara is called pigul. But that's not the word pigul. That's, we're going to see in a second. I don't back down, because this is a very famous Gemara, and this little piece over here, this Gemara is very famous. So the first one that Rashi over here says that the topic of this pasuk, at least in the very beginning, is where the kohen is doing a shechita, and when he does the shechita, he makes a declaration. I'm doing the shechita now, and I'm busy, so I'm not going to have an opportunity to eat the meat today, and I'm not going to have an opportunity to eat the meat tomorrow. The earliest chance I'll have to eat the meat will be in 3 days from now. I have to go on vacation. I have to go to Lakewood to my grandchild's wedding. And the Sheva Brachas, I'm not coming back for 3 days. So in the meantime, put the meat in the freezer and keep it fresh until I get back. In ancient times, they would keep it fresh by salting it. By salting it. Whatever. Oh, it's the winter. It's the middle of the winter, so it's very cold. Keep it fresh for me. So he does the shechita, and he has intent that he's going to eat it on day three. Yachal, so what is the halacha? The pasuk says that it's not acceptable. Yachal l'machal nimenu b'shlishi yipasal l'mafreya. Now, that's in a case, so if he indeed does this, that's really pigle. And the halacha is, this is a very severe halacha, he's chayif koris. It's a very severe halacha, he's chayif koris. A koyein who does avoida and makes a declaration that he's going to eat from the meat after the time passes, it devolves upon the meat a halachic status called pigle. If he then eats it, or for that matter, if anyone eats that piece of meat, they are chayiv kares. You create, when the kohen does the avoda, the shechita, or the kabbalah, or the halacha, or the zrichi, even the Rashi over here only mentions shechita, but the Gemara says it doesn't really matter. Any one of the four avodas, there are four different parts of the service. The shechita, and then to receive the blood, to bring the blood to the Mizbeach, and to sprinkle the blood of the Mizbeach. If at any one of those four parts of the service, the Kohen makes a declaration, I'm doing this, and my intent is, I'm going to eat from the meat past its time limit, and in this case, the time limit is past the second day, then the moment he does that service, the meat of this carbon has upon it a chalois pigle. It's just like chalef. It's just like really chalef, because chalef is the chiv curse. And now, so far he did an avera, but he's not gonna be punished. If he then eats it, he gets curse. Or for that matter, if anyone eats it, they get curse. So that's what it says. B'mechashev. Now when it says b'mechashev, it's not so simple, it's in the mind. Mechashev ordinarily means to think, but that's not what it means over here. What it means is to declare. You have to make your thought known through a declaration. That's a sugya in Masechet Zvachim. Yachal, I would think, now, what happens if he doesn't do that? What happens if the and right away, if he does that, he makes a declaration, the carbon is possible immediately. The carbon is disqualified. It's not a kosher carbon. And the owner of this carbon has to bring a new carbon. So there are two things that really happen. If he does one of the avodas with the intent to eat the meat past the limited time, the carbon is not acceptable. Number two, the meat has a chalois pigle. Let's say he did not have a bad thought. When he does the shechita, everything is going according to plan. Everything is perfect, perfect, perfect. So everything is good. And then he gets lazy. He decides he's not going to eat the meat. And he waits 1 day, 2 days, and now it's the third day, and now he eats the meat. Question, do we say that if he does eat the meat on day three, retroactively, the carbon was disqualified, even though there was no bad thought, there was no declaration? Let's focus now on the disqualification of the carbon. It is a given that if he makes a declaration and he's going to eat the meat on day three, then the carbon is disqualified. But let's say he does not make that declaration, and he does everything perfectly, but then he leaves over the meat for 3 days, and then on day three, he eats the meat past the time limit. Maybe we can argue that retroactively, the carbon was no good. No, you don't say that. Raj says, Yachal l'machal mi'amir v'shlishi yipas l'mafreya tamolem ha-makriv oso lo yichashev. It says with ha-makriv. And the word ha-makriv tells us, b'shas ha-kerovah hu nifsol, v'in nifsol b'shlishi. The only time you can disqualify the carbon with the machshava day three is only at the time of the offering, not retroactively. V'chein pirushay b'shas hakrov also iloy tale zois b'machshava. Don't go and have a thought that you're going to eat on day three when you offer it. V'imchishav. And if you do have it, then pigul yihye, it will be pigul. Now notice the Gemara uses the word pigul, because that is the real pigul, zman. Now don't get confused that when it says over here the word pigul, that's not what it means. This word pigul in the Gemara, Masechet Zvachim, is not the same word over here, pigul. It may be, have the same letters and the same pronunciation, but it means something different. Now let's see. V'nefesh ha'ocheles menu mimenu. Afilu b'soy chazman, anyone that eats from it, even immediately, there's a chalois pigul, avoyno tisa. And Rashi over here is not telling you all the details. But I'll tell you what the Gemara says. When it says here the word lo ye choshev is what the Gemara calls pigul. When it says pigul yiyeh, the Gemara interprets this to mean where he has an intent that he's going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, the word pigle in the Gemara says the word lo yechoshev. There are two words in this pasuk that are critical. It's a very hard pasuk in the Gemara. Lo yechoshev refers to what it says here, pigle. When it says pigul yiyeh, this refers to a different case. Like that is where a person, when he does the shechita, he has intent that he's going to eat the meat outside of either the Azara or outside of Yerushalayim. Chutz lemekoymai. There are two major principles in this sugya, in Masechet Zochim, and this goes out through the entire Masechet. When you do the Avodah, if you have a thought, and it doesn't just mean the thought, it means you declare what your thoughts are, to do something past the limit of time or the limit of location. If that thought that you express, that you're going to do something else, chutz lizman, or chutz limikoymoi, disqualifies the sacrifice. But there's a very big difference. If the thought was zman, then upon the piece, the leftover meat is a din of what we call pigul, and if somebody eats it, they are chayiv kores. But if the disqualifying thought relates to location, that I'm going to eat the meat of this carbon outside of the permitted location. So if it's kachay kodoshim, you only can eat it inside of the Azara. If it's kachim kalim, you only can eat it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. If when you did the shechita, I made a declaration, I'm going to eat the basar outside of Yerushalayim, the carbon is disqualified. It's possible. But, and the meat is also, you're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. But if you do eat the meat, there is no kares. The penalty is not as severe as the machshava chutz lizman. When the disqualifying thought relates to time, then, it's much more serious. But when the disqualifying thought relates to location, then it's possible, but does not rest upon the meat a din, a halacha of kares. It just is a loisase, don't eat the meat. So the word pigul in the Torah means mokoim, location. The word lo yechoshev refers to time. With this, the Gemara makes it very clear. These words, lo yechoshev, lo, pigul yiyeh, the Gemara makes a drasha. The word lo yechoshev, lo, refers to the situation where your thoughts were chutz lizman, And pigel yiyeh refers to where your thoughts were chutz l'mokoyim. Now that's very, this is something which is extremely confusing, because whenever the Gemara says the word pigel, it means zman and not mokoyim. The Gemara, in the Gemara, no, everywhere in the Talmud Bavli, with no exception, whenever the Gemara says pigel, it means there was a thought chutz lizman, after the proper zman. And thus, what happens to the basar? Kores. And then the Gemara says this chutz limakoymai. What happens to the basar? Oloisase. Yet in the Torah, when the Torah talks about these two concepts, it refers to zman with the term lo yechoshev, and it refers to mokoim with pigul. Okay, it gets very confusing. You know, once we're learning this, let's go, maybe we saw that in the Mefarsha. Let's see what the Gross says, because it maybe probably brings it out. Pigul who? This is the Avi Ezra. It's not what we want. We say we have Ibn Ezra, Aderes Elio. Okay, let's see what he says over here. Maybe have good luck with what we said last time. Vim Ochel, this is the Gra. Bin Chashev Akosev Medaber, Ein Rashi, Zal. Ad Ve'en Nifsol B'Shlishi Oy Eina Ela B'Koin. Ad Ve'en Nifsol B'Shlishi Oy Eina Ela B'Koin. Tamulema Oysoi B'Zevach Med, I don't know what he's talking about. Benazir Oymer, Oysoi Bov Yotzev. Okay, refers to all four. This is not what I want to talk about. No, this goes into more detail about Tigel. Minayin lizvachem hanecham liyom echad shemach. Minayin lizvachem hanecham liyom echad shemach shava paselas b'sheni. Lo ye choshev. Oh, she'ene reshai. Lo ye choshev. 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 Pigul. Pigul yehe. Im ene lin yuch. Oh, you see this? Here we go. This is the part I wanted to bring you right to. Look at this. You see this? Here it is. Ablaza. And yos choshev found it. See, he quotes the Gemara right here. It says, Lo ye choshev. She'ene reshai. Lo ye choshev. Lo. He gets no credit. She'amachshava. Acheres. Might say me day pigle. Okay, that's another drasha. That means that if you have more than one machshava, then there's so many details. Pigle is like there's no sugi in the whole shas that has more details. That's not what I want. I want this. This is what I want. These two lines. What I want. It says pigle yehe. Now he see this whole thing lo yechoshev lo. Everything until now is going on where you had a machshava, a thought, to do a service, chutz lizman. This is the conclusion. Then when it says in the pasuk the word pigul yihyeh, what is this coming for? The next word, pigul yihyeh. Maybe I should point. I should put on the pointer. Annotates. I should have done this a long time ago. Okay. Spotlight.
The pencil.
Oh, but I won't do it. I'd rather just do a vanishing pen. Okay, pig. Okay, pencil. So there are two words here. There is pigul yeh, and there is lo yechoshev. Okay, the pencil vanishes. Let me just go to the vanishing pencil. Make it bigger. How do you make it bigger? Vanishing pen, where's the settings? Text, draw, eraser, format. So I'll make it red, and I'll make it thicker. It's already the thickest one. All right, whatever it is. Vanishing pen, So there are two words. There is lo yichashev, and there is pigul yihyeh. So lo yichashev is going on zman. That's lo yichashev. Now what about pigul? It says pigul yihyeh. Im einoy inyan luchutz lizmanoy. I don't need this chutz lizmano. Because chutz lizman, we just already said lo yichoshev. So what is the word pigul yiya coming to teach you? Tineyu inyan lechutz lemekoymoi. These words pigul yiya is coming to teach you that if the kohen has a machshava when he does the avoda that he's going to do something outside the proper location, it's also possible. So that's incredible, because everywhere in the entire Shas where it says the word pigul, what does it refer to? It refers to zman, chutz lezman, and chutz lemekaymai. And yet in the pasuk, when it says the word pigul, it doesn't refer to chutz lezman. It's referring to chutz lemekaymai. This can drive you mad. This is a very famous pasuk and a very famous song. This is a very famous pasuk. Okay, now that we did the Rashi, let's go back to the Rashi. What happened over here? Rashi. So we did the Rashi, and then afilu avonati son. Let's see the targum. What does the targum say? Targum Unkelis says the im is achala yis achel. If it's going to be eaten, mebesar nichsas kud shohi. Again, Rashi, Unkelus always says this bizarre translation. The carbon shlam is called the word kudshahi. B'yoyma tilis on day 3, lo yihei l'rava. It's not going to be acceptable. Dimkarev yosei, the mekarev yosei, the one that brings it, lo yischashev lei, mirachok yihei. Now, what does this mean? Over here, he's adding in the word. He's teaching the word pigul yiyeh means mirachok yehe. Okay, what is the literal translation of the word pigul? So I told you over here, look over here, it says offensive. It is an offensive thing. Right? That's what it says over here. It is an offensive thing. Here in the Targum, it translates it as mirachok. 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 Now, how do they translate it in English? In English, it is another reason it will not be credited to him. It is an abomination. That's not the translation. In the brackets, they have a translation. Rejected. You see, the person who translated this in the Targum, he typed the word pigul, an abomination. That's a very strange translation. A to'eva is an abomination. And in this English, the one who put the English in the chum in this is not the same person who put the English for the unglus. This is like a very, very old English. This English almost appears like it's 100 years old. In this English, it says, it is an offensive thing. That's what they touch with pigul. In Unkelus, they touch pigul, an abomination. But then they put in the brackets that the literal translation of the Targum is mirochok. Mirochok means rejected. That's not bad. It means pushed away. Receive punishment. All right, this is a very big important pasuk. It's a very big bracha. We learned this pasuk because this pasuk really is the subject of the whole Masechta Zvachim. The whole Masechta Zvachim revolves around this one pasuk. The im heyachol yechel bebesar zevach shal biyom hashlishi. It doesn't mean here, according to the Gemara, the pasuk does not mean that you actually ate. It means that when you did the avoda, you declared that you plan to eat on day 3. Then what happens? Lo yirotze, the carbon is disqualified. Hamakriv oisoi, the one that offers the sacrifice, lo yechoshev does not get credit. There's repetition, it seems. Lo yechoshev and lo yirotze seem to be saying the same exact thing. Right? That's what it seems to be saying. Rashi doesn't explain to you the difference between why it says twice, lo yeirotzeh and lo yeichoshev. And what are we referring to? Referring to where you had kavana to eat from the Zevach Shlomav on day 3, which is time. And then it says 2 more words. Pigul Yiyeh. What is that doing here? We know everything already. We don't need these words. It's coming to teach you that the same halacha will apply if you had intent to eat outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside of Yerushalayim. It's not going to get the same severity that the meat will have a din of kares, but it's osur. And if you eat from that, ha-nefesh ha-chilas min avoyno tisa, that's a way of referring to kares. Afilu b'soch hazman, there's a chalois upon the basar immediately, and anyone who eats the basar even right now, immediately, is chayav kares. The machshava of the kohen creates upon the basar immediately a new din. It's as if the basar is chalev, and the penalty for eating the basar immediately is kares. Only when the machshava was chutz lizman. But if the machshava was chutz lemakaymai, then there is no such severe penalty. So we learned over here also a very beautiful chidushim, and that in the word pigul, the targum means miruchok, miruchok. It's a very hard word to translate, the word pigul. Okay, now let's go to next pasuk 19. Okay, we're running out of time over here. It's very hard stuff. The abosar, now is in a whole new halacha, an entirely new world of halacha. The abosar, asher yiga b'chol tamei, lo yeochel. Bo'esh yisoreif, v'habosar kol tohor yeochel bosar. A lot of verbosity. What is this pasuk referring to? So Rashi says, abosar shol kodesh shlomim, asher yiga b'chol dover tamei lo yeochel. Okay, he's telling you pashut. If you have the meat of a korban shlomim, and it comes in contact with a sheretz, or a dead person, or any type of tumah, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. There are 7 levels of tumah. There is the avia voice. Then there's the avatum, the dead body. The dead body is called the avia voice. The dead. Then there is someone who comes in contact with the dead is an av. Then there's a rishon. There's a sheni. An adam and a utensil can never become a sheni. A human being and a utensil can at most become a rishon. A food can become a sheni. And then there is a shlishi. What can become a shlishi? Only teruma or kachin can become a shlishi. And then there is a revi. What can become a revi? Kachin. Kachin can become a revi. And then there is a chamishi. What can become a chamishi? Anything that is used for anything that for the paraduma. The paraduma can become a chamishi. So in total, there are 7 levels of tumah: avi avos, av, rishon, sheni, shlishi, and chamishi. Avi avos, the dead body; a rishon can be a person or utensil; a rishon, the person who comes in contact with the dead body is called an av. The dead body is the avi avos. Anyone who comes in contact with the dead body is an av, and then anyone that touches that person can become a rishon, even another person or utensil. A food that touches can become a sheni. Truma can become a shlishi. Kachim can become a revi. And anything that is used in preparation for the paraduma can become a chamishi. So here you have basar. It's talking about kachim. Asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yochel. But eshi has to be burnt. V'ya basar. Kol tor yochel basar. What does that come to teach you? V'ya basar l'rabbis eiver sheyotza miktsosoy sheapnimi mutar. So what does this mean? This is an extra pasuk. It sounds like it's making a whole drasha. That is, we have a piece of meat, and you take the piece of meat and you put it along the border, the doorpost of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say it is kodshei kodoshim. Kodshei kodoshim can only be eaten inside of the azara. If the meat of kodshei kodshim is taken out of the azara for 1 second, it's disqualified. You can't bring it back inside. No. Once the basar leaves the azara, the basar is disqualified. What happens if a person takes a piece of basar and he begins to take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, at the Azara. And then when he's in the middle of the door, he remembers, wait a minute, what am I doing? And he stops. And when he stops, half of the piece of meat is outside of the Azara, and the half of the piece of meat is inside the Azara. So do we say that since part of the meat went out of the Azara, it disqualifies the entire piece of meat because it's all connected? So this pasuk is coming to teach you, it's a drasha, is that only the part that actually left the Azara is disqualified. The part of the boss that remains inside the Azara is not disqualified. You slice it right there on that on the spot. That, how do you know that? V'habosar, it's coming to be marbe, that the part of the bosar that's still good is good, even though the other half of it that's connected went too far. Kol toho yoichal bosar, my tamaloy, my, what is me over here? Kol toho yoichal, my tamaloy, my lefish, my vidam is vechon yishavich habosar toichal, yoichal lo yoichal shlam ella haba'olam. I would think that the only one that eats the bosar of a karbon shalomim is the one who paid for it, the one who is offering it. And he cannot give this to his family, to his friends, or to kehanim. No. V'habosar, kol tohor yoichal bosar. Anyone who wants can eat the kodshe kalim. Nochmo. Matar lo fishem avadam zohi yishavich v'habosar toichal yochal lo yachal shom el habolim v'kach nema kol tohor yoichal bosar. And now in parentheses, kol ma she osayit v'cha b'chadis v'osham shem yotzu chutz l'kloy masurin k'moy shekhoz v'chatzar ilmo yochaluo v'bosar zeh. Another interpretation, this extra expression means kodshei kalim, you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. Anywhere in Yerushalayim, kol tar, which means anywhere in Yerushalayim, not only in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, what does Unkelis say on this pasuk? Unkelis, uvisar kudsho di yikra b'chol misaf, kodesh, which comes near anything that is tamei, lo yisachel. Instead, benur yitoy kodesh be burnt. Ubesar kudsho, the meat of the shlamim, kol the besar, he adds in a word, ubesar kudsho, holy meat. Kol di dichei, anyone who is tohar, le kudsho, he adds some extra words of anyone who is kodesh, yechol besar kudsho, can eat the holy meat. Okay, Blaze, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for coming. Baruch Hashem, we learned over here some very complicated sugyas, very nice hazara on these sugyas. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Take care, boys. Thank you for coming. Good night, Heshi. Thanks for coming.